Kishu Krishnam, Kishu Kyukit, Kishu Kokwai Kapinishkish, Hunini Tunaha, Hugaki Gaki Yaka Nuki, Hugakit Kansuke Tashmiet. Hello everyone, my name is Peter White, and this is the Wealthy Warrior Podcast. Welcome to another wonderful Warrior Wednesday. And I'm coming to you from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish people of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam tribes. Sukuni for allowing me to be a guest on your lands. This week, I have a little bit of a plot twist, kind of. It's kind of to do a little bit with the culture, the cancel culture, and how, you know, the cancel culture has almost, I feel like it's gotten out of hand. You know, I understand because I've been a part of that culture to an extent. But I do come at things with a different mindset in the world. And thinking outside of the box, you know, taking a moment to reflect, to understand, to know that we are all people. You listening to this podcast, you're a human being, you're a person. You make mistakes. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we move forward as people. And I feel like that's kind of been lost. And I get it. Like I said, I've been there before. You know, I've lashed out of anger. I've lashed out of being triggered. I've done things without thinking fully through, just reacting out of my emotions. But sometimes it's not good to react out of your emotion in the moment, because, you know, we've all done it. I'm guilty of it, about saying or doing something and regretting it later on in life. You know, sometimes we can't regret the things we say. We can't regret the things we do. We can't turn back time. You know, we can't go back and change that. And there's this saying that I heard once before, you know, creator, you know, whoever you believe in, God, Allah, Jah, the universe, you know, we were created the way we were for a reason. You know, we have two ears and two eyes and one mouth, so we can listen and look twice as much as we speak. And you know, I think it's a little bit of a ironic how I'm talking on a podcast and sharing this. But I've had a lot of time to think about this podcast, and there's been situations where things have come up and I'm like, wait a minute, like, how about we take a second to stop and look at that root cause? You know, I talked about that last week, about that root cause and trying to find the root of it, you know, getting curious, asking questions. And when we look at each other with compassion, when we look at each other with humility and understanding that we're pitiful people, you know, we are the most pitifulest race, the pitifulest beings on this earth. You look at animals, how they can survive in the wild. You know, and us, we have to have our heated floors, our heated steering wheels, our heated seats, you know, air-conditioned rooms, air-conditioned seats. You know, we have to have, you know, these luxuries. You know, we get cold, we get wet, you know, all these things, you know. We're the most pitifulest beings on this earth, I believe. And that's not a bad thing as well. But knowing that we're human and we're going to make mistakes, and people mess up. And there's things that certain people shouldn't get away with. Like, I understand that. I respectfully understand that. But instead of being that, the whole pitch and fork and let's burn the witch mentality, you know, that old mentality with the mob and how they would just burn a witch at the stake. That's not good. That's not healthy. No one wins in that situation. Instead of taking a step back and saying, hey, what made this person do this? What made this person act in this way? What made this person, you know, think this way? Because we're all born with a clean slate. We're only born with the fear of a loud sound and the fear of falling. That's the only thing we're born with. Everything else is things that we have learned on our journey in life. And I'm not to say that certain things that people do, yes, it's not right, and they should, you know, take responsibility for their actions. But also coming at that with a compassion and understanding what happened to them. And I'm going to go a little deep into this. So this might be a little bit of a trigger for some people here. And triggers are an okay thing. You know, triggers are actually a good thing, because when we have a trigger, it's a sense that there's something we need to work on. You know, I have triggers all the time. You know, things trigger me as well. And I get curious and mindful. I'm like, why is this bothering me? What is it about it that bugs me? What about this, you know, upsets me or makes me angry or whatever, right? And I get curious with myself and I ask these questions. And I won't go into much details, but there was someone in the indigenous community who's kind of well known. This happened a little bit about a month ago. They were being called out on social media for being almost like a womanizer, like going after younger women, like pedophile traits. And there was they were charged, but on the reports it doesn't tell you what they were actually charged for. And people were saying it was, you know, bad things, right? Like, they weren't good things, and it was to do with minors and younger women and all that stuff, and like and sexual things with that. And I'm a part of this group chat talking about Pretendians, particular certain Pretendians here in the Lower Mainland. And there's this group chat that they're all Indigenous people, and it was brought up with, and the majority of them wanted to do that pitchfork cancel culture thing right away. And I was like, hey, wait a second, like, maybe this man, something's wrong with him. Maybe he's sick, you know. Maybe this man actually went to residential schools, and these things that happened to him, that's all he knows. You know, these things that he's done to other people, maybe that was done to him at one point in his life. And looking at that and saying, you know, instead of trying to just like cancel him, because this man may commit suicide, because men have a higher rate of committing suicide than any other gender out there. And it's true, you know, because I'm a male, and I know, because I've been and I felt that sense of, you know, of wanting to take my own life. And I've known people in my life who've done that, who've taken their own lives, and it's sad, you know, and it's not okay. And sometimes people just need a little bit of compassion. and they just need a little bit of understanding. And that's the only way we're going to move forward in this world. That's the only way we can grow in this world, is by coming at things with compassion and understanding for one another. And not even understanding, trying to understand, trying to fix the problem. You know, like this person, this man is a pedophile. But why? What happened to him? What made this person this way, right? And like I said, what they do is not right. Then they should, you know, pay for their actions they have done. But at the end of the day, you know, who are we as people to say what that person should pay? You know, what punishment should they suffer from? What should that person, like, who are we as people to say that, right? Like, we have no right to say what someone has to do for that action. That, you know, we, you know, I'm trying to get it over that we don't have the right as people to say their reaction for the action, because Creator, at the end of the day, is going to judge us all. And Creator has that compassion for everyone, and understanding that. And I'm a true believer of that. And I'm a true believer that people can change, you know, like I'm living proof on people can change. and I was never that person. Like, I'm not saying I'm that type of person. I was never a woman abuser. I was never like that type of person. And but I was, you know, I was an alcoholic, and I would lie about things, you know. And there's times I'd lie to, you know, get my alcohol, and I would do things like that. And as a little kid, like as a teenager, I was kind of a troublemaker. You know, I made some trouble in my life, but I'm not that. I am that person, but I'm not that person. You know, I've grown and I've experienced, and that person who I used to be is still a part of me. But that person that experienced that stuff made this person that you're sitting and listening to today. And that's that thing with the cancel culture that is kind of scary, because it's like a mob mentality. It's like a cult almost. Like, this person did this, so we should burn them at the stake, and they need to suffer, and blah blah blah. Who knows that maybe they're already suffering with inside themselves? I guarantee you 10 out of 10 times that person is already suffering within their own mind. They're in there suffering, and we need to help them. We need to figure out a solution to solve that problem. We need to figure out how this person can get help, what they need to do to overcome so they never do that again. And I believe that's the only thing we can do to move forward as in life. And like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely far from perfect. And I know there's times I've jumped the gun on things and just wanted to be a part of that culture and that cancel thing. But we also have to come at compassion and try to understand why people the way they are. And even when I call, like, I try to call it Britannians, you know, there's been times with certain people, like I'm nice to, and I come to, like, hey, you know, like, are you this? Are you that? Like, are you actually that? You know, and I try to say, hey, you know, like, it's not right to make false claims, because there are indigenous people out here who actually don't know who their families are, who are part of that 60s group, who are part of that trauma and all those things. And it's true stories. You know, I have a best friend who's a 60s group, and she's currently trying to figure out who her family was, because the government made it illegal for her to search out her family. And just recently they've allowed it to happen for her to be able to reach out to her family and look for them. And I see that pain and that compassion where she's going through, like myself. You know, I don't know who my grandpa is on my dad's side, and I don't know my grandma at all. I just there's a lot of missing things in my world, where, you know, when I see these people pretend to be something they're not, they don't experience that trauma, they don't experience that intergenerational broken home that Indigenous people see and witness. You know, things that are normal to us aren't normal to many people. You know, things that are normal to us that shouldn't be normal are growing up with our grandparents, you know, being adopted out as a young kid, you know, not having food in the fridge, not having, you know, the luxuries of certain things, you know, not knowing nothing about money, not, you know, just things that are normal to certain people are different for the Indigenous people. You know, as many of you know, I grew up in a foster home, but I don't look at them as a foster home. I was adopted to a non-Indigenous family, which I love and I'm still close to this day, but like, that shouldn't be a normal thing for a child to grow through, to grow up in. You know, a child should be born to a family, and that family they're born to should be together. You know, you shouldn't be taken apart from your brothers and sisters and your mother and your father, and watch them suffer with addictions for their whole life. You know, I didn't have a connection with my father, and he passed during the pandemic, and you know, I was seeing a therapist about it, and we were working on, after the pandemic and after everything had lightened up, I wanted to take a trip and just sit down with him and ask him questions, but I never got that chance to do that. So when that pretending situation comes up, you know, it's a really big trigger for myself, because I understand the traumas that I've went through, and I see the traumas of actual Indigenous people and what they endure every day. So I try to come at these people with compassion as well. You know, I don't straight up bring out the pitchfork and mob. I try to say, hey, you know, like, are you actually this? Are you actually that? You know, what clan do you come from? What tribe? If you don't know anything, please, you know, maybe research a little bit more. Try to make sure it's a fact before you start telling people these things. Make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's before thinking the contract is over with. Said and done, right? Because it hurts more people than you actually realize when you make false claims like that. But that's where I'm at in life, you know, looking at things with compassion and asking what made this person this way, why did they act like this. And if you can do that as well in your life, maybe that's all that person needs, is a little bit of compassion for them to seek help, to get that, the things they need in their life to move forward. Maybe just think outside the box. Maybe be unique in that way and understand, you know, at the end of the day, we're all cultural people. We're all tribal people. We all want to be a part of a tribe. No matter what that tribe looks like, we all want to be a part of a tribe in some form, in some way. And that's what I love about all you wealthy warriors out there. You want to be a part of this tribe that is wealthy, not only like materialistic wise, but mentally, health, you know, the abundance that actually matters in life is your health and your happiness. And you know, money comes and goes, and that won't bring you happiness. But if you help people in any form, that'll bring bigger happiness than any amount of money will. So try to look at things with more compassion. Don't lash out of emotion. And it's so easy through a phone. It's so easy to get into an argument on comments and things like that. I understand. I'm there, right? But sometimes I'll just write something out, look at it, read it, and I won't even send it. you know, I don't want to put that energy out there. You know, I try to look at that other person as compassion. You know, we all come from different cultures, different backgrounds, different ways of life. You know, that's why they say common sense isn't common anymore, is because there was no such thing as common sense to begin with, because we all grow up in different households, different environments. So with that, I'm going to end this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you got something out of this. You know, take what you need, leave what you don't. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Check out my powwow vlogs, check out the powwow videos. Look around on my videos a bit. You know, I do a lot. I do so many things, which, you know, I do this all for you. All for you folks out there. If you're listening to the podcast, jump over to the YouTube, Peter Not So White. Check out some of my powwow stuff. Check out some of my vlogs. You know, come along with me on my journeys as I travel around Turtle Island and I do things. And I'm looking forward to putting out more amazing content for you beautiful people. More growing sessions and learning and the things that I'm doing in my life. So tune in, you know, and I'll keep coming back every week, even with my busy schedule. So Sukuni for tuning in, Dagas, and remember, everything always happens for the right reasons. Take care, all my wonderful warriors, wealthy warriors. I will see you next Wednesday. Dagas.